Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board today. This is another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. We're going to be talking about today stealing our children. We have the governmental system today that's supposed to be protecting our kids in school and in other venues. We have the same governmental system today that's saying, in the article that I just read, and it was on some of the morning local news, that now they're determining that spanking a child can be harmful to the child's well-being. But at the same time, these same governmental institutional leaders are trying to brainwash and destroy the morals and ethics and the values of our children's lives by having these drag queen story hours in our local libraries and in other institutions that are sponsored, paid for, and the overhead cared for by taxpayers. We're going to be talking about that in a moment after a little monologue, and then we'll get into our dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you, you can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. Get your telephone call directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can have this discussion. I pray that you'll join in the discussion and dialogue. It's a subject that should alarm every human being under the sound of my voice. It should alarm especially parents and grandparents as to what we see taking place today. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. What I say is not just philosophical rhetoric. What we discuss on this broadcast is not based on denominational dogma. What we say on this broadcast and the issues that we confront are not based on some political ideological position, but it's based on the authority of the Scripture. Jesus said in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." And he's talking about the written, revealed Word of God. Truth is a subject today. Truth is a word today that I don't think they know how to spell, much less follow it, understand what it means in Washington. And I begin to believe that's found also in many of our state houses and locally here in the city council and in the mayor's office. I'm concerned about where we stand and what we're doing in relationship to the destruction of our children, our sons and daughters that the Bible says are an heritage given to us by the Lord, according to Psalms 127 and verse 13. So I pray that you'll be concerned about it with me, that you'll join in the prayer and concern for what we're seeing taking place in Jacksonville with what is called the Drag Queen Story Hours. The Drag Queen Story Hours. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to have with us today for this broadcast Brother Raymond Johnson. Raymond is the founder and the leadership, carrying out the leadership role in the ministry that he has started a number of years ago, Biblical Concepts Ministries. And part of that Biblical Concepts Ministries is the willingness to stand in our stead, on our behalf, in front of city council, and by way of Facebook and other organs of outlet that he has to warn us as to what's happening and to be a participant in it. He is already in this past few weeks, Raymond, I believe you've devoted dozens and dozens of hours of your time. By the way, he doesn't get paid for using his time like this. It's not a matter of he's doing this for a paycheck. He's doing it because of a passion for our city, a passion to protect the morals, the ethics, and the values in our city. But he has invested dozens of hours emailing and calling and standing before the city council. Raymond, I want to say personally thank you for what you've done in relationship to this. Thank you for your stand. I realize that you get the fiery darts of the wicked one every day as a result of it. Any of us that stand for truth, and anytime we stand for biblical concepts and principles, anytime we stand for the truth of the Word of God, we'll get that from the enemy. But we're faced, ladies and gentlemen, with the demonic attack and the demonic approach to absolutely destroy our children. Raymond, if you'll let me take just a moment before you and I have some dialogue on this, let me do a brief monologue that I believe will set the stage for our listeners today. Ladies and gentlemen, you may not be aware of the fact that there is what I call a well-orchestrated, subtle, subversive, demonic plan being pushed and promoted and carried out by the American Library Association in conjunction with and in cooperation with Planned Parenthood and the LGBTQ agenda to steal our children. It is a subtle demonic ploy to steal our children. When I say steal our children, that doesn't mean necessarily they're going to come in and snatch the screen off the back window and pull them out of the bed and make off with them. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about stealing our children, their minds and their hearts and their values, their morals and their entire future, because the perversion that they're being taught on the guise of the Drag Queen Story Hour. Ladies and gentlemen, the Drag Queen Story Hour is happening with taxpayer-funded libraries across America. It's in small towns, it's in large cities, it's in grammar schools, high schools, and college universities. And perhaps you've thought that somehow, some way, if your child is in school, that he's safe. That's the way it ought to be. Well, in fact, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. We get all upset, we get all uptight, and we get concerned and very passionate and jealous if there's a shooting in a school where half a dozen lives are taken or more, and I'm not minusculizing that at all. That's dark, that's deadly, that's dangerous, that's disgusting, and it ought not to be. But we get upset and we want to be passionate about doing something as a result of some of those shootings to protect our kids in school. And at the same time, we're watching Pandora's box being opened that allows the sodomite community, the LGBTQ, in fact, the acronym is getting longer, LGBTQIP, that's because the pedophiles are now demanding to be part of the acronym, to be recognized as a particular group inculcated with the LGBTQ. Ladies and gentlemen, researchers are now telling us that it affects a child's future if a parent spanks them, but at the same time, we're letting the governmentally controlled schools brainwash and destroy our children. Ladies and gentlemen, no longer do we have educators or public officials or politicians, I believe, that has any interest at all in the protection of our child from the standpoint of morals and ethics and values. Instead, we're watching the safety of our children for their future, for their eternal destiny, being undermined. And I am, I don't know about you, but I'm concerned about it. I'm saddened for it. And I'm vitally interested in seeing citizens stand up, speak up, and say something and do something. Ladies and gentlemen, in the scripture, it's very, very clear. I'm just going to take a moment to read Matthew chapter 18, verse 5 and 6. And whoso shall receive such one little child, such a little child, in my name receiveth me, Jesus said. Verse 6 of chapter 18 in Matthew. But whosoever shall offend, that the word is in the Greek text, and you need not worry about this, it's called scandalon. It means to call to stumble and fall. So the scripture says, but whosoever shall cause to stumble and fall one of these little ones, speaking about children, which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is very clear. God places a very high premium on the children that's brought into this world. We have the responsibility of teaching them, admonishing them, training them, reading the scriptures to them, seeing that they come to know Christ as Savior and as Lord, and involving ourselves with them in being in church and allowing them to study and know the Word of God. But ladies and gentlemen, with our children today, our children are being brainwashed, bombarded with lewdness, nakedness, vulgarities, and by the recruitment of the sodomite agenda to steal our children. The sodomite LGBTQIP community cannot broaden their base by procreation, so they're broadening their base, ladies and gentlemen, with a major juggernaut across America today. They're broadening their base by the recruitment of our children, our young people, our teens and preteens, and now that's bad enough for the preteens and teens, but they're now targeting the toddlers, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds, by having the story hour in our local libraries. And this is not something, Raymond, that's taking place just here in Jacksonville. It's all over America. Small towns, large towns, universities, college campuses, school campuses, et cetera, et cetera. even up in Pennsylvania, and I'll talk about it in a moment, some of the fire departments in Pennsylvania are having the drag queens come in and do the drag queen hour, where they're offering cake and cookies and coffee and video tickets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to get moms and dads to bring their kids in to be, if you please, brainwashed and recruited by the sodomites in the community. In fact, I find it interesting, challenging, and absolutely sad. Here's a statement by John Stenberger. John Stenberger, that is writing for the Florida Family Policy Council. John Stenberger on his Facebook page says, okay, for all of the well-meaning but totally misguided and ignorant people out there who think these drag queen story hours in public libraries are mere fun, expressions of diversity, and it's just a time to teach little kids, okay, you're different. And he goes on then, and on his Facebook link, he has some grotesque videos linked there to show parents exactly what's being shown, what's being taught, and what is being portrayed for these kids in the Drag Queen Story Hour. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind us again, I am talking today with Raymond Johnson. Raymond is the founder of Biblical Concepts Ministries, and he's devoted dozens and dozens of hours for going on our behalf, interceding for us in the city of Jacksonville before the city council to try to get some right out of this wrong. Raymond, give our listeners a little update. Just give a little overview of what's happened, what you've been doing, what's taking place, what's on the agenda for the future, and what we need to do to become involved.
Right. So, Dr. Youngblood, thanks for having me, and thank you for your years of service. You've been doing this since before I was thought of, so thank you. But, well, first of all, let's thank our listeners and the folks that have, you know, stood up, heard the call, called city council, called the libraries. So, you know, for those that are following the news, or if you don't know, you know, this news broke Friday afternoon. The word got out of this planned Pride prom targeting ages, it was the teen, like 12 to 18, I think it was, at the Willow Branch Library. So, you know, as soon as I saw it on my store, my Facebook feed, when I woke up Friday morning, I did make some calls to city council, several of the members, conservative friends of ours, and they were shocked. And so they pledged, all three pledged to fight this. And so it was kind of an ongoing internal behind the scenes situation all through the weekend. Yes. With the city council, the mayor's office, and the library. So by Monday morning, the pressure was on. A word was out. They had already gotten a lot of calls thanks to the folks that stood up to voice their concern. So the library canceled the you know, the Pride Prom, which was still nothing more than a drag queen hour, because they had local drag queen BB Deluxe coming. So so that's what happened on Monday. But what we've since found out was two other events, one which happened yesterday and one that's coming Saturday. So I'll explain what happened at the Drag Queen Hour yesterday. So I decided it was a public event, so I would go down and monitor it. You know,
You didn't dress, did you?
What's that?
You didn't dress up for them, did you?
I sure didn't. But they had plenty of crazy stuff. So yesterday at noon at the UNF library, there was several, there was more adults than there was kids, but there was still a couple of dozen small children. They were pretty much all under the age of 12, and up from toddlers up to about 12. Mm-hmm. And so this is what went on at UNF. And this is the same stuff that's happening over and over. It was twofold. First, he gave a, little, like a puppet show with little action figure men or whatever he had. And this is literally what they were viewing, which, by the way, if you're a Facebook friend, we'll get some more stuff up on Biblical Concepts social media. You can see the video. The audio is pretty poor because I just had my cell phone, which I would tell you, go to jacksonville.com and read the write-up. It's amazing that the Times Union did my work for me. They literally told you what happened. All mm-hmm. you have to do is read this article and see what was done and said, and that makes the case for us. You can see clearly that this was highly inappropriate to be teaching children. This is the recruitment to the homosexual lifestyle.
Yes.
But so let me go in order here. This is what happened. He had his little puppet figures, and you know, they're all the homosexual community is all upset with Activist Mommy, and of course myself. I've already gotten, you know, dozens of messages to my ministry page and phone calls and texts and dirty things and you know, overstopping the other event at the main library. But so he has his action figures, and this is what he's saying. He's doing a little skit telling the children, oh, this is little drag queen Johnny or whatever, you know, he was saying. And he used the what word am I looking for? He was saying that the activist mommy was there. So he had a little drag queen, and oh, this was the mean little activist mommy, and she was mean to the poor drag queen. And so the little monster comes up and he says, oh, the monster's here to stop this mean activist mommy. You're being mean to the drag queen. And he throws the little action figure totally off the table. And oh, the monster killed the little activist mommy. You're dead for being mean to the drag queen. You know, this is the kind of stuff they're saying. So in the minds of children, we're saying anybody that's mean to a drag queen and disagrees with this lifestyle
could be killed.
Is just horrible. And yeah, we're going to, you know, you're going to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then he gives his testimony at the end of the program and basically tells them that when you grow up, you can be a drag queen if you want to. You can dress up like drag. He said that shared with them that when he was 2 years old, his parents knew that he was going to be dressing up like a girl the rest of his life, and how that they need to grow up and help drag queens, even went as far as saying, give them money because they don't make a lot of money and they get fired from their jobs. So this was recruitment and education to small children to tell them that homosexuality is okay and dressing up like women and doing all these perversions is completely okay and needs to be supported.
Raymond, talk about this too. In each of these drag queen story hours, if it is so innocent as they try to say that it is, if it is so harmless to our kids as they profess that it is, if it is non-harmful for their psyche, for their morality, and for their ethics and values in the future, then tell me why in the world, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully, don't to be rude or crude, but why would they have laden tables in each of these drag queen presentation story hours? And the tables are covered with condoms, lubricants, sex toys, and all kinds of profane, vile literature, material, and booklets. If it is simply to teach them that here's a drag queen, he or she, whatever it is, a shim, is okay, then why is it these things are out there for the free taking of the participants that's coming? Raymond, that's so deplorable in my mind that I can very hardly verbalize it. It is so depraved and so disgusting to realize that. And I've looked at some of the videos and the footage online out of Houston, Texas, where they're mm-hmm. taking this is taking place. And some of the things that's portrayed in that you would not expect on the rawest porn. And then to say that it's okay for a 4 or 5 year old, and it showed in some of the ones I've watched where 4 or 5 year olds with their mothers holding them, and where the half dressed drag queens are doing the presentation and all kind of acrobatics on the stage, and then these materials being passed out. Mm-hmm. What does that say? It's certainly not saying we're here to educate them. We're here to recruit them. Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely. And speaking of that, look, this started last year. It progressed into the drag queen hour. I documented some of this last June at the public libraries. I went to several of these LGBT pride things for children last year. In fact, I got thrown out of the 103rd Street Library. Not that I was doing anything. I was quietly sitting and monitoring. I've got pictures documented and evidence of just what you're saying over at the university branch last year. They showed a slightly pornographic film and had, these sexual items and such in the bowl for the free taking of anybody to come. So this is what it's progressed to. The blatant targeting of children. But let me just say this, Dr. Youngblood, before our time runs out. There's been a little bit of misconception because of the big news story and all the TV that this was over and we defeated the Drag Queen Story Hour. But that's not true. One happened yesterday, as I described. But here's the problem. There's another one this Saturday, so at the MOSH Center. So I just wanted to tell everybody about that. So MOSH stands for Museum of Science and History. You go straight to their website, and they have a Pride Celebration Day this Saturday, and it gets worse than the one I described yesterday. It's Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it goes on and on. There's two drag queens coming. This is 4 hours of events and indoctrination. And I noticed that you can look at their the thing here, the list of what's going on. Of course, the same guy, BB Deluxe, who is a big, ugly, chunky, hairy guy who likes to show himself like this. He'll be there. Hamburger Mary presents Celebrity Illusions Drag Queen Show. That's from 12 to 1. The Glitter Bomb Show by, I think that's by BB. But notice here from 3 to 3:30, isn't it interesting? One of the things listed as part of their program, if you're going to have drag queens and homosexuality, you can't forget this, right? Free HIV testing in the mobile testing unit provided by the AIDS Healthcare Foundation.
That tells you where it's going. They know where it's going themselves.
So,
Raymond, you talked about MOSH. That is the Museum for Science and History. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me very carefully. MOSH is part of what's called the Arts Support Program here in our city, ARTS, Arts. Our city council distributes taxpayer dollars in the equivalent of $2 million plus every year. $2 million plus every year for the arts programs in Jacksonville. The Museum for Science and History, known as MOSH, receives somewhere in the neighborhood of $250,000
That's right.
every year of taxpayer money. And we are using taxpayer money, not just in our libraries, but also in the Museum of Science for History called MOSH. We're paying for that, your dollars, your taxpayer dollars, pays for the lights, pays for the personnel, pays for the property upkeep, pays for the building and the facilities. We are paying for the venue for these events to take place, Raymond.
And not only that, right on their website. Literally, just go look about us or whatever it says. One of their main sponsors is JEA. Mm-hmm. It says JEA is one of their major donors.
Yes. And that is taxpayer dollars.
That's right.
JEA is owned by the city of Jacksonville. Those dollars that, if they're coming in that's profitable for JEA, that should be carried over into the general fund for the city council to expend for the city of Jacksonville, not to be going for the sodomite lifestyle and the recruitment thereof. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say this before I forget it. You can call the mayor's office, 255-5000. 255-5000 is the mayor's telephone number. You can call city council, 630-1377. 630-1377. You can call the Museum of Science and History, call MOSH. You can call them at 396-6674. Write those three numbers down and dial those numbers until your fingers fall off. Dial those numbers day and night. Let them know that we will not tolerate it. Raymond, what do you think about that?
Exactly. So I want to say this is on the Biblical Concepts Ministries Facebook page that anybody can access. All this information, go to Biblical Concepts Ministries Facebook page. And more forthcoming information, but here's what will come about this. But this is one thing we'll put out there that you can do. Let's show up at the MOSH. The MOSH is, I got their address, 1025 Museum Circle Drive, I guess, 1025 Museum. The MOSH is at the foot base of the south end of the Main Street Bridge on the Riverwalk. The Riverwalk is a public place. So let's show up along with them and have somebody told me you could call it a prayer test instead of a protest. So let's show up. Let's have a prayer meeting in the public space from 10 to noon on Saturday, and more details will come forth. But if this is all you have, we want you to know to come meet us there. Let's pray. And show the folks that we're going to stand up against this in the city of Jacksonville.
Raymond, I believe we have a caller on the telephone. Go ahead with the question or the comment, please.
Yeah, in analyzing what's taking place with this, it seems to have a little bit of noise going on. Grandbaby and dogs. Okay. With what seems to be going on from my perspective is grooming. I mean, we We've seen this within some Islamic communities, and as they've moved in and encroached, and they'll groom small children for particular sexually explicit acts. And, you know, that seems to be taking place with the sanction of, you know, the actual approval of government. And I'd like to know, where is government obtaining its authority? Where do they find in statute or in code an authorization to fund, to support, to assist in something that heretofore we would have called, you know, contributing to the delinquency of a minor?
Yes, that's
or,
right.
Or, you know, some other basically explicitly perverse act. Where does government get the authority to do what it's doing? This is absurd.
Well, this is the reason I've said in the things that we're seeing take place with this in particular, it is not only illegal, it is unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional and illegal, but we the people should stand up, speak up, and especially as Christians, we're to be salt and light. And as salt and light, we're to be preservatives in a dark, decaying society and light in a darkening world. But for your benefit, let me just read for our listeners while you're still on the line for us to continue. The director of public relations for the library here in the city said, and I quote, this was published in the Tuesday, June 25th, Florida Times Union. The statement from the library public relations director: my goal is to make sure that the gay and trans kids have somebody looking out for them and telling them that they're okay. End quote. Now, when did we decide in American jurisprudence, when did we decide that you carve out a special immoral, ungodly, sexually dysphoric group of people and decide that you're going to intercede for them particularly and make sure that they have venues where they can be recruited, where they can be brainwashed, where they can be become the puppets for the sodomites and the pedophiles and the perverts in society? How do you respond to my statement on that?
Actually, I would challenge believers everywhere. Pay very close attention to what's going on with your government. Pay very close attention to what's going on in your schools. Watch these school board meetings. Participate in your child's school. Pull them out when this sort of insanity is taking place. You know, next year we may very well have the field trip so they can go to MOSH, so they can watch the perversion shows. It's really... You know, when you look at the National Education Association and the Library Association and the goals, the intents, the drives they have, they are as anti-biblical, as anti-God as they could possibly be.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for your call. Raymond, thank you so much for joining us today.
Join us and 10 o'clock Saturday morning.
10 o'clock Saturday morning.
Prayer at the MOSH.
For a prayer watch in front of the MOSH Museum. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a serious thing, and we need to speak up, stand up, be heard, be seen as Christians, and be salt and light. Thank you for joining us in the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you once again on the air as we face the issues.
You have been to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 120 21 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.